Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
This is Healing School, an opportunity to learn the laws that govern healing and so forth. So, Psalm 103. Well, we could go on through this 103rd Psalm. I do want to go to the 20th verse. Bless the Lord, you His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. You have at least one angel in your life, more depending on what you need in the way of your life and ministry. And Hebrews chapter 1 says, are they not all? What is it you don't understand about all? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for? Well, that would include two, but minister for the heirs of salvation. And they hearken to the voice of His word. This room is full of angels right now. I know there's one because I have mine. Let's go to the 145th Psalm. I'm going to read it out of the Classic Amplified. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever with grateful, affectionate praise. Every day with its new reasons will I bless you affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and His greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. Men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible or awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth like a fountain the fame of your great and abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness and justice. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works, the entirety of things created. All your works shall praise you, O Lord. Your loving ones shall bless you affectionately. Gratefully shall your saints confess praise to you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men God's mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generation. The Lord upholds those of His own who are falling and raises up all those who fall down. How? With His angels. We just saw that in the 103rd Psalm. Amen? And with His Spirit, of course. The eyes of all wait for you, looking, watching, and expecting, and you give them their food in due season. You give them their food. Glory to God. You give them their food in due season. Now, that's something to hang on to. What did Jesus say? Give us today our daily bread. Well, your bread represents everything you need. Bread is a staple. It represents everything you need, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. That's your daily bread. And look. The Lord upholds those of His own who are falling and raises up those who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait for you, looking, watching, expecting. You give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. Our God is not tight-fisted. He is a God with an open hand. Isn't that just majestic? He is a God. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless affectionately and gratefully praise His holy name forever and ever. Now, let's look at Proverbs 3:2 in the Classic Amplified. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Let your heart keep my commandments. Don't keep them just because. No, with your heart. His commandments are good. They're not grievous. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age until death, these they shall add to you. Now I want to go, and you will go with me, to the 91st Psalm. Now, I was amazed one day in reading the 91st Psalm and studying it. You know, the wording is a little strange, the way the you will and I will and they will. And I kept questioning the Lord about that. I said, I don't get that. I get the first part, because you have to say it with your mouth to put the 91st Psalm into play. But now, I was very, very interested in this because this is the soldier's psalm. And I read history of this psalm. It's no accident that our emergency phone number is 911. That didn't come by accident. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Anyway, I won't spend any time on that. But I read about a commander in World War I who taught his troops the 91st Psalm. You had to memorize it. If he walked up to you and said, verse 1, you better have it on time. He better have it on time. And therefore, down there, 300 men, a company of men that had no casualties. Wow. Nobody killed and nobody wounded. Wow. Then a field grade commander, partner to this ministry, very, very close friend, Keith Kerber. Pastors in Alaska, Special Forces. And Gloria and I were in Alaska and there with he and his wife. And he was about to deploy. And so he's full colonel. And I told him about that situation. And I said, Keith, and he had been called back up into a situation that was extremely nasty and terrible casualties. And I talked to him about that. I said, teach your troops this 91st Psalm, where they are required to know it. And he said, I'll do it. I laid hands on him and left. And I said, call me when you get back. So he's gone for 2 years. And I said, as soon as you get back in the United States, call me. Well, man, Dr. Jackson, I was sound asleep about 3 o'clock one morning, and the phone rang right there next to my bed, and I picked it up. Kenneth! Well, I recognized his voice. He said, I'm home. He said, I couldn't wait to call you, brother. It worked. It worked. It worked. Now, he said, I do have a question I want to ask you. He said, now, after I left, then they began to have casualties again, but not as bad as they were. He said, why is that? I said, the new commander didn't demand it. Yes, sir. And those that took hold of it did, and they made it, and the others just thought it was just that crazy colonel that did that. And it went back. They opened the door for the devil. They dropped the secret place of the Most High. Well, you can see why I was interested in the military application of this. Yes. And the Lord showed it to me. And so I'm going to show it to you. Now, the first thing that happens here is the absolute importance to say it. Now, I am person number one. This is where the Lord showed it to me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You cannot get any higher than that. He that lives there, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, that is a statement by God. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. That's the last word I said. Heaven's commentator made a statement in the first verse. Then I said, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me. I had to say it, but now it's a sure thing. Surely He will deliver me. He shall deliver me. Now, here we go. And you'll see as we go through this, you'll see it so clearly. I said, I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I trust. Surely He'll deliver me. But now Jesus is the second person here. I said that, and Jesus then said to me, surely, Kenneth, He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You said it, He'll do it.
Yes, amen.
Are you seeing it?
Yes.
That's the last thing I said. He's my refuge and my fortress. He's my God, and I'll trust Him. And Jesus said, surely, He'll deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely He will deliver you from COVID-19. Before you get it. If you get it. After you get it, you're delivered. Kenneth, He'll cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Kenneth, you will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow, or for the missile, or for the IED, or for some idiot fool shooting in the middle of the night, just going by and shooting people's houses. No, not going to come nigh you. No, they can't even get to your house. Amen. Kenneth, you will not be afraid of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. And I'm going to tell you something, Kenneth, Jesus is saying, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come nigh you. I mean, everybody in town can get the sick. Everybody in town can get this or that. And you just walk out smelling like a rose, like the rose of Sharon. But you have to know it. You have to believe it. And you have to quote it and read it and stand on it. Not one time, not two times, but all the time. All the time. And then you do what's right in the natural. Walk in the 91st Psalm. Come on. And stay well. Wellness is different than healing. Wellness is when you don't need healing. Where 1,000 at one side and 10,000 not come nigh you. Now you have to be in good health, spirit, soul, and body, brain. Amen. Look at this. Only with thine eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now that's what Jesus is saying. And I wrote up here, just right above that, a little mark down through it, like a bad movie. But it won't come nigh you. Amen. You're not a partaker. You just see it. I just don't believe I'll partake in COVID. I don't believe I'll partake in the recession. Now, don't misunderstand me. I got a lot of respect for that disease. It's killed a lot of people. It hasn't killed anywhere near the people that it doesn't deserve the fear it has received. When you have a recovery rate of something like 90, what is it, Dr. Jackson? What's the recovery rate of it?
It's actually 99%.
99% recovery rate, and you shut the country down. It's the flu.
Different strand.
Yeah.
But it is also a weapon.
Right. Yeah.
Now I'm not going to say anymore about that, but hey, don't let it get in your mouth. Amen. Only with your eyes. Why? You're in the secret place. Only with your eyes. Where are you? You're in the high tower of the name, looking at all that mess. Oh. In the name. Now, here is where this is the establishing scripture that I told you I wouldn't teach you things that I couldn't prove by scripture. Now, this is the establishing scripture that this is Jesus speaking to you. This is Jesus speaking to me. This is right here, this verse. Kenneth, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Lord was Jesus' refuge. Jesus locked into that 22nd Psalm, and it got him all the way through hell and death.
Amen.
Oh, does that excite you like it does me? Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. No cancer plague, no COVID plague, no disease plague, no bubonic plague, no Ebola plague will not come nigh your dwelling. That means your children, that means your family, that means your wife, your husband, your grandbabies, your great-grandbabies. Unless you will put up and open the door to it. Well, I don't know where I'll open the door. Hey, don't start crying about it. The Lord will show you. I experienced this just a few days ago. And I just went back to the Lord. I said, look, sir, you can't miss it. I missed it. Where? Was it here? No. Was it here? Was it here? Yes. Well, I'm going to shut that door. Amen. Just slam it shut right now. I know now. Hallelujah. I know now how that skunk got in the chicken house. You can smell him.
Yes, sir.
I know now how he got in there. Well, the door's shut now. With a brick door. No way. A blood-covered door. He's not coming back in there. Why? He will give his angels charge over you, and they hearken to the voice of his word to keep you in all your ways. All of what ways? All of these ways he just got through talking about. All these ways, they'll keep you. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Kenneth, you will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. And just about that time, the Father speaks up. The Father speaks up and says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name.
Yes, Jesus.
All those years ago when I was laying there in the bed, like I told you earlier this week, and I said, Lord, teach me the name. And all kinds of scripture, including this one, just flooded my being. He has known my name. And I can just hear the Father say, now, Jesus, Kenneth will call on me and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
I'm Margaret Eversole. I'm from Plano, Texas. I was ejected from a four-wheeler on June 10th. I was riding by myself, and I ended up with two hematomas in my head, and my back has been misbehaving, this leg has been misbehaving, my memory has been misbehaving, and I had horrible ringing in my ears, wouldn't go. I've been in ICU twice since this happened. After the accident, you know, things have kind of been aggravated, upset, but while earlier in the conference, when Kenneth took out his hearing aids. When you pulled your hearing aids out,
yeah.
I got my hearing back. The ringing is not there. And then today,
yes, glory
today, the pain in my back that's kept me from coming Thursday and Wednesday, look at this now.
Yeah.
My back was not doing what it's doing. My leg was not feeling weak. I don't need that crutch to walk home back to the hotel. And that's when I went ahead and tested. He said, do what you can't do before. And so I reached down and I touched the floor and I was able to do it. And the clarity of thought is back to where it was before I can tell it. I'm not sitting there going, what am I going to say next? You know, it's no more of that. No more. It's clear. My mind is clear. I believe the hematomas, if they did a CAT scan, they're gone. Yes, God is good and God does heal.
Live long, healthy, strong, and satisfied, just as God intended. Take hold by faith of the health and wellness that belongs to you with Gloria Copeland's teaching, How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life. Enjoy every moment with family and friends and live in divine health. Experience complete wholeness, spirit, soul, and body as you put your faith to work. See for yourself what God has promised you in Healing Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, a compilation of healing scriptures in multiple Bible versions all in one place. Declare God's word and healing over your life and activate the healing power of God through the spoken word with Healing Confessions, a CD of healing scriptures read by Gloria Copeland.
He has provided the way for his children to be well, completely well.
Receive his healing word for you and start enjoying life today.
This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you, and it is the Healing Word Package. Now, be sure to request yours for your Healing Faith Library. You need to understand that God promised you every good thing in His Word, including health, including a satisfying, long life. And the Bible says that all the promises of God are yes. So there are things we need to believe, to say, and to do to make those promises a part of our lives. God said we can have it. Jesus paid the price for us to have it. So now we need to learn what to do to receive it. Because complete wellness and wholeness is possible for your life, spirit, soul, and body. Now, right now, you might be dealing with some symptoms or you just want to maintain good health in your life. In either case, the Word of God works and can lead you to a full and a strong and a long life. And I encourage you to let these teaching resources help you transform the way you even approach life as you renew your mind to God's Word and His prescription for your divine healing and living in divine health. You got to know that God desires for you to be healed and made whole. And you're going to learn from Gloria Copeland how to take those promises of total well-being and you take them by faith in Jesus' name. So to request your free package, go to kcm.org. And then let me remind you, the Omaha Live Victory Campaign starts tomorrow, October 28th. It goes through the 30th there in Omaha, Nebraska. And it'll be a three-day power-packed experience in the Word of God, the presence of God, with Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle preaching, teaching the Word. There's going to be live praise and worship and prayer going on throughout the meeting. So go to kcm.org for all the information. Now, whether you attend in person or live online, come expecting to see, expecting to hear, expecting to get some answers from God. And when you come expecting, God does not disappoint. Amen. Praise God. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to request your free copy of today's program.